The 1 gram packets appear on local shelves sporting various names. The most common are Spice and K2. But a request for either might have the clerk guiding you to other labels, such as Space or Magna. And for Anchorage Assembly member Micah Terrace, a third alternative.
I actually purchased some tonight. This is what it looks like. This product is called Spike Max.
Gutierrez's packet cost $25 and supposedly, when used with restraint, contains 3 hits. That is, if the purchaser ignores the admonishment printed on the packet, quote, not for human consumption. It is, after all, marketed as incense. With that designation, Spice and K2 avoid U.S. Food and Drug Administration oversight. It's available at several Anchorage locations, often neighborhood convenience stores, where anyone, especially minors, can buy it.
It's a cocktail of synthetic cannabinoids. These were attempts to make a synthetic marijuana that would have the medicinal purposes without the bad side effects of that particular drug. These were failures that ended up in these products.
And their potency can be up to 800 times that of marijuana. According to Jennifer Messick of Anchorage's Municipal Prosecutor's Office, after that experiment's failure, the researchers published an article in a scientific journal to notify other scientists of their failure. The article attracted the attention of illegal drug manufacturers who went into the Spice K2 business. Manufacturing is casual. A video from Missouri shows the chemicals being applied with a pump-style insecticide sprayer onto plant material contained in a wheelbarrow. The batch is tossed about with a pitchfork, but with the portion in the bottom soaking up more of the chemicals than the top levels. Thus, even a batch with the same chemicals can produce widely different impacts. Adding to the danger, Messick says the user does not know which chemicals are in the packet purchased.
The packages don't list which compounds are contained in it. Right now, we've identified 7 different synthetic cannabinoids that can be found in any variety of these packages. Some packages might contain only 1 or 2 compounds. Some might contain 4 or 5. Some might contain all 7. You just really have no way of knowing which of the compounds you're getting.
At this week's Anchorage Assembly meeting, Gutierrez and colleague Paul Honeman successfully introduced an unanimously approved resolution requesting businesses in the city voluntarily stop selling Spice D2 products. They're hoping to halt an increasing tide of incidents resulting from its use, including hospitalizations, a search and rescue, at least 3 DUIs, and a possible traffic fatality. The base goal is to stem the drug's increasing popularity among young people who have found an over-the-counter alternative to illegal drugs. So, how does Gutierrez hope to foster that retail cooperation?
It's going to be tough. We have to sort of rely on the honor system and rely on their community-mindedness.
Gutierrez plans on going back to the shop that sold him the Spike Max. He's also begun working with other groups.
I've been talking to community councils about this within my district and asking them if they see this product somewhere. Just politely ask the folks, hey, the assembly unanimously said, please don't sell this stuff. A ban is coming at the state level. A ban is coming at the local level. Please stop selling this stuff because it's hurting our kids. You know, that's as much as we can do right now.
Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler says his office is working on a city ordinance against the sale of Spice and K2, while Senator Kevin Meyer of Anchorage has begun work on a state law. So far, 10 states and the U.S. military have banned it. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.